in today's New York Times a funny business story about the power of celebrity on a small business. 3 years ago, the actress Renee Russo was quoted in a Good Housekeeping magazine article mentioning one of the ways that she keeps herself looking young and vital. It's a little piece of paper you stick on your face as you sleep, an old-fashioned beauty secret that's been around for over a century, Frownies. Well, after she said that, Frownies sales went through the roof. And joining us now from her office in Manhattan is Claudia Deutsch of the New York Times. She's a business reporter who covers old economy companies, the ones that actually make things. And Claudia Deutsch, good of you to be with us on Talk of the Nation.
My pleasure.
And it's hard to find an old economy company, a more old economy than Frownies.
Company whose time has come, though. If you take a look at the demographics, we baby boomers are getting old. And boy, do we need anything that is going to keep that at bay.
Well, what's a frowny?
A frowny is literally a piece of paper. I can't tell you. It's kind of a stiff, both stiff and flexible, but it's a piece of paper. It's shaped in a way that it fits on your face. It's got this vegetable adhesive on the back of it, which is activated when you wet it. And you literally, with one hand, pull your face, pull out the frown lines or pull out the crow's feet. You stick the thing on, you wait for it to hold on, and then you sleep on it. And allegedly, it coaxes the muscles in your face to stay in that kind of a position and not to go back into those expression lines that you've allegedly carved into them by smiling and frowning and doing all those years.
Low-budget Botox.
Low-budget Botox. You got it.
Now, who makes them?
It's a company called B&T. Which, don't ask me what it stands for, I asked them, and they said beauty and personality and giggled when they said it. That's not what it started out as. It started out as a barber supply company years and years ago. But the only problem, they no longer make barber supplies, this is what they make. They make frownies, and they used to make an item called Rinkies, but they've gotten rid of that name. They're all called frownies. They're different shaped pieces of paper that you stick on your face.
Now, they had been moderately successful, I guess, or modestly successful might be even more appropriate, for many, many years, has survived the Depression. Then the Renee Russo mentioned in Housekeeping, and sales go through the roof.
Quadrupled. They were doing about $50,000 a year. I mean, this is a really tiny, tiny company. This was nobody's sole source income, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing about $50,000 a year, and all of a sudden sales went to $200,000, which doesn't sound like a lot. But when your sales are quadrupling in 1 year, figuring out how to deal with that isn't always the easiest thing in the world.
Did they send Renee Russo a lifetime supply of frownies?
You know, I should have asked them that. I do know they tried to hire her as a paid endorser, and she said no. But she is using the product, and I don't know. Shame on me for never having asked that.
Well, she likes them. Have you tried them?
I've tried them, but I have to be fair before you ask me if they work. The company says that it takes about 30 days for the thing to work. I've been using them for 2 weeks. Do I look 28? No. Is there any product alive that's going to make me look 28? No.
Well, I have to ask you, at the same time your face is changing, clearly the B&P company is changing as well. They're now talking about a whole line of beauty care products.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, years ago, they had a small line of moisturizers that they were selling. But apparently, you may know this if you're better at history than I am, apparently during World War II, the government slapped a luxury tax on a lot of items like moisturizers and cosmetics, and it made their moisturizers prohibitively expensive. So they discontinued the line. They've reintroduced the line of moisturizers. They're now going to be introducing creams, vitamin C serums, all of the very, very fancy modern-day cosmetic stuff that you hear about from all the cosmetic companies. They claim theirs is all natural. I don't know. But yes, they aren't creating that. And the sky's the limit. They're now talking big business. They're now talking men's cosmetics. They're talking about cosmetics for the under 35 set. They're talking about wellness items. You know, a lot of the cosmetics companies are coming out with vitamins now. They're talking about that, too. I mean, they're really talking about turning this into a business.
That is a dangerous moment in any business when you go from being a mom-and-pop operation, or in this case,
a mom operation.
There you go.
Woman-run.
A mom-and-grandma operation. To going to being a real business, you can run into a lot of trouble real fast.
And I asked him that question, and I said, would you consider selling? Or would you consider hiring professional management? And the answer, without a moment's pause, was not a chance. And it's always been women-run. It's been handed down from one woman to the next. Kathy Wright, the one who's running it now, points out that her husband is an accountant. He's already been doing a lot of the company's accounting. If they need help, they can hire more accounting in. They can hire lawyers. But as far as they're concerned, you know, it's being manufactured outside. It's not like they're not using outside contractors. Mm-hmm. They're using outside sales reps. They're using outside contractors. I wouldn't be surprised if they have to hire more people to assemble this stuff and ship it out. But they seem to think that they can manage it perfectly well from their Dayton, Ohio office. Thank you very much, and keep it in the family.
Claudia Deutsch, good luck with your frownies.
Well, thank you very much.
Claudia Deutsch is a business reporter at the New York Times, and we reached her at her offices there. Ira's with us tomorrow on Science Friday. We'll be back on Monday. On Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.